but I know it.
Amen. 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 It's probably difficult for you to understand really what an honor it is to have Brother Casimir preaching in our church today. I don't know many men in the States that have been able to with the Lord's power and grace what Brother Casimir has been able to accomplish in one of the poorest nations on the earth.
Amen.
From establishing churches to building schools, paying for teachers, training pastors, caring for the orphan children, you would just be amazed at all that God has done through him. It would be almost like if you welcomed a president of a nation and you had that president speaking. And I'm not saying that to give Brother Casimir a big head or anything like that. Bible says give honor to whom honor is due, and he certainly due that honor. When I went to Haiti, Brother Casimir asked me to speak, and I'll be honest with you, I was probably the least among the men there. He was teaching the pastors, and of course he was speaking in Haitian Creole or French. I couldn't understand it. I've got an answer to that. They make a little device now. You can put it in your ear, and it interprets what you're hearing. So next time I go, I'm going to have one of those. Amen. And I thought as I was sitting there, and the pastors were engaging with Casimir, he was training, teaching them, I thought, I need to be sitting over there listening and being taught. And I just want you to know, it's just an honor of ours to have Brother Casimir here. And anytime he's near and has a chance to preach to us, I always love for him to come and preach to us, and appreciate his ministry. I appreciate his faith. His faith has challenged me so many times. And I hope that the Lord will speak through him this morning and challenge you in your relationship with Christ as well. Brother Casimir, come on, share the word. Yes, amen. Love you, brother.
Love you, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
Good to be here today. Amen. And to share. Our God is good.
Amen.
And our God is a powerful God.
Yes, he is.
And nothing possible.
Amen.
God, to God. And thank you so much, church, for your hospitality over 20 years here. And thank you for sending your pastor, my friend, my dear friend, Tommy Capps.
Amen.
And to see what God used him to involve and his work in Haiti.
Amen.
And thank you, every one of you, especially to Miss Brenda, to let your husband did what he did and doing what he's doing.
Amen.
And God minister.
Amen.
We glad and to see, and that's remind me and make me to study more about faith. And this morning we will go in one verse. And to see, and my questions are to please God.
How to please God.
Amen. How to please God. And When you please someone, you make him happy.
Amen.
You make him excited about you. Mm. I thought everyone in this room liked to be, to get God happiness.
Amen.
And to get God pay attention to them.
Mm.
Their prayers, their family, their job, and everything they're doing. But we have to study how to please God.
Yes, amen.
Yes. Right.
To please God, it's not something you pay for.
No.
Mm.
You cannot pay God to please it.
Amen.
You cannot do the good work to please God.
Mm. Amen.
And my Bible says me in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Without faith, no one can please God.
Right, amen.
Where faith comes from?
Mm.
And according to Romans chapter 10, verse 13 to 17, he says something about faith.
Yes.
Faith just coming from the word of God you hear.
Yep.
And that's why it's very important, church, and to study and to learn word of God.
Amen.
Because no one can please God with no faith.
Amen.
Faith, it's something you got. You don't see it.
Mm.
But you really deeply trust it.
Amen.
And you believe it.
Yes,
sir.
By faith, I don't see it, but I believe it.
Amen.
And that's why over 20 years ago, and I come here, when I came here, and brother told me, brother Otis didn't know me.
Right.
By faith in God, they trust what I'm saying.
Amen. Amen. Amen, preacher.
They believe it.
Yes.
Even they don't see it.
Right.
They believe it. And they involve on it.
Yes, sir.
You see, the same thing. Believe in Christ, Jesus. You don't see it, but you feel it.
Amen.
By faith. And that's the way to please God when you hear the word. And the word teach you. When you hear it by faith, you hear the word, it bring the repentance from your sins.
Right. Repentance, yeah.
It brings repentance. When it brings repentance to your life, and your life start to be changed.
Yeah.
When your life start to be changed, and you follow God's word step by step.
Mm. Come on, preacher, amen.
It's not one day sins.
Right, yes.
You get your perfection.
Mm.
It's not one day, but by studying the word. And David says you have to meditate the word of God day and night.
Amen.
And someone, by meditating the word of God day and night, it looks like you got a mirror. and a wall. Mm. And every single day before you went out, before you go out, you go to the mirror and look at yourself.
Right.
Look at yourself and compare. The mirror is a Bible, your Bible.
Amen.
Your Bible, the Word of God.
Amen.
You compare yourself with the Word of God and you question yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Did I do things according to His Word to please Him?
Come on.
Or I do it according to my flesh?
Right.
And there are some two things in you. Your flesh, your spirit, your mind been fighting
right.
To live you according to your flesh. When your body is fighting to live your spirit, you against God's word.
Amen.
But when you hear the word, you meditate the word, you look at yourself, you question yourself, did I make it according to the word? And you don't make it according to the word. What you have to do? You have to repent.
Amen.
Right. You got to repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yes, amen, preacher.
I should follow your will.
Yes.
But I do the opposite things. Are you sincere with your life to do that? Are you serious? I follow my will. I follow my flesh. I follow my idea. I don't do it according to your word.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but you know every single person on earth spend time to follow themselves.
That's true, preacher. Amen.
To follow the idea, the human view.
Yeah, that's right.
The being view. That's fighting. And Apostle Paul says, to law and myself. I fight against my flesh.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
To obey to God's word.
Yes.
To follow God's will. And when you sit, you have to question your relationship between you and God. You have to that's the meditation.
Yes,
come on, preacher. Amen.
Sit and think about your relationship with someone else. Did I live for myself? That's selfish. I just live to please myself.
Lord, help.
I don't care about my phone. I don't care about my wife. I just please myself.
God help us.
That will not work.
No.
You will not please your wife. I just think about myself. For myself. And to please my body, to please my flesh, I don't think about my God. If I think about my God, I should try to know and to learn how to please God.
Amen.
Only one way, one place, and to learn to know how to please God is in the Bible.
He's
right.
He's in the Bible.
Right.
And sometimes when you try to please God, sometimes you against yourself.
Amen. Amen.
And something, it's hard on you. It's not easy on you. It's not seems You like it. It's not sin. It pleases you. You made it because you trust and you believe by faith in God. But without study the word.
Listen, yes.
No way to get faith.
Amen.
That's why. For the church member to be at the Bible study.
Amen.
To sit and read Bible together.
Yes.
And think, apply the Bible. Apply the word in our living day.
Mm.
That means meditate it day and night.
Yes.
In some churches, I don't know, that's not happened here. It may not happen here. It's happened in Haiti. They come together, sing. Singing, no wind Bibles.
Right, preaching. Yeah.
That means I say it's a monologue. Mm. I don't know if you got that word.
Yes, sir.
Monologue, you speak for yourself. You speak yourself. But you know, there are a time for God to communicate with you.
Amen.
Yeah.
If I got a friend, I visit him and I keep talking by myself. I talk. I never from him, he from him, even one word.
Mm.
That's not good.
No.
That's wasting time.
Mm.
If we come here, we dance. Whatever what we say when we dance, we sing. Never open Bibles to read the word and to preach the word.
Right.
To hear the word.
Amen.
That you speak yourself.
Mm.
You speak yourself.
Mm.
That's not right for the church.
Amen.
You maybe get excited. Be on that way. You maybe get glad on that way, but God still not communicate with you.
Mm.
Amen.
You still not meditate God's word.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pleasing God, my friend, it's doing things according to his will.
Amen.
God is fixing and to give you the salvation.
Yes, he is.
No. It's a gift.
Right.
But there are a way for you to take it.
Yes.
The salvation can be a gift. They give it to you, but you don't make the effort to take it.
Right, preacher. Right. Come on.
Only you don't pay for your salvation.
No.
You don't pay it. God establish the way for you to get it. The way for you to get it is first of all, hear the word. Secondly, repent from your sin. And third thing, hallelujah, confess your sin.
Mm, yeah. Amen.
Confess your sin. Sin is a sickness,
yes,
in our spiritual life.
Come on, preacher. Amen.
Yeah.
Only the medicine to treat it,
yeah,
to eradicate sin in your life, they'll hear the word of God.
Amen.
And believe in God.
Yes.
Trust him by faith.
That's true.
That sin not be in you anymore.
Amen.
He washes away.
Amen.
That's great.
He make him sin. For you.
Yeah.
For myself.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
For the world.
Right.
And to wash our sin away.
And that's why we don't make any effort to do that, to get salvation. Salvation is a free gift, but you have to take it.
Amen.
Take it.
Yes.
And to take it, we talk about five steps. When you get saved, you hear the word, you believe it, you repent. When you believe, you repent to your sins.
Right.
The third one, the fourth one, you confess your sin. And you'll be baptized. And your salvation is complete. You get it and live it. Live it. You get happiness. You try every day to bring joy. And you got heart. But you know, God is not a God to live in somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not a God who lives in somewhere.
No.
It's not a God you carry in a bucket.
Yeah.
In Haiti, some people, they carry God in their pocket. Their God. They carry the God in the bag. They carry the God in the bottles. But ourselves, hallelujah, we carry God in our hearts.
Amen.
That's why Bible says our God, not a God far away from us.
Right.
I remember Elijah. During the time he prayed, when the people thought they got a living God, Elijah says, let's do something to see who's got a living God.
Right.
They make the address. Build it. You know what he did? He put water in his. You know, fire.
Right.
Not strong as the water is strong.
Right. That's right.
Because water can kill fire.
Right.
But the fire of God, the water cannot kill.
Yes, amen.
It's of every, the fire of God, not every about water.
Amen.
It's stronger.
Amen.
Because he got that power on it.
Yes.
When they pray to God, Elijah says, maybe he is tired. Because he's a God of somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
It's not a God on them. Why? Why the God not live on them? Because they don't build by those God. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And every creature on earth been made by God.
Yes.
Sir. Only one creator.
Right.
Not two creators.
Amen.
And everything you see on earth and belong to God. And when it belong to God, that's why Jesus came.
Yes.
To fix the bad deal.
Yes, amen.
Adam and Eve made.
Amen, preacher.
Adam and Eve made a bad deal in the Garden of Eden. How they make it? God create everything. And finally, he says, I need someone to dominate.
Dominion. Hallelujah. The dominion. Dominion over every detail on earth. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What a power. To get dominion every creature.
Yes, sir.
That's a power.
Amen.
That's God's power. He put in man because he put man himself. Mm. Then he says, man, you have dominion over all creatures.
Yes.
You know what Adam did? Adam reversed that power to the devil. When Satan come, he says, no, God, don't listen to him.
Mm.
It's not a truly love when he says, don't eat.
Mm-mm-mm.
He may eat it because he want to take the blessing.
Right.
The power.
Yes, sir.
God give to his children.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, preacher.
When that happened, you know what's going on? He take the power. And that's why when Jesus came, he come to Jesus. He says, at the mountain, he says, look at them.
Yes.
The nice.
Yeah. All the kingdom.
The nice thing.
Yeah.
And if you bow in front of me, I will give it to you.
That's right. That's what he said.
You know, Satan thought he got everything on earth. No,
no,
that's lie. That's not true. God made them. It belongs to us.
Amen.
And Jesus came. When Jesus came, he said something. He said, I come to fix things on earth.
Yes.
To build my kingdom on earth. Right. And me and you, we are the builder of the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You know what he did? He says, okay, I come to restore the thing, the mess up of the first Adam.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
He presented himself as the second Adam.
Right.
And when he came, he took the keys of his kingdom on earth. He gave it back to who?
The church.
To the church.
Amen.
He said, the dark hell, the dark time, there's a prison against my church. You got the key today and give your key to build his kingdom on earth.
Amen.
That's our job today. It's not an easy job. Because Satan still fight.
Yes, sir.
As he fight with Christ.
Yes.
But you know, Holy Spirit on us today, we got the victory.
Amen. Amen.
We got the victory. Yes.
Right.
He says,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Build my kingdom.
Yes, he did.
As he is in heaven. We here to build his kingdom.
Amen, preacher.
He already gave us the key. The key, the power.
Yes.
To build it. And that's our job.
Amen.
And first of all, we have to trust God's word.
Amen.
We got to let God talk to us.
Right.
We got to change. We got to repent from our sin.
Yes.
From our sin. We got to confess our sin. We got to believe it. And to demonstrate.
Yes.
And to live it in our life.
Right.
Daily.
Amen.
My brother, if you hear the word, God's word, and take it. Apply it to your life and live it every day.
Amen.
May our God bless you and protect you.
Amen.
And to help you build his kingdom on
earth. Amen.